What's happened to you?
Huh? Well, what do you mean, what's happened?
You've turned green.
Oh. Jeannie, it's all right. It's my skin diving outfit.
Oh. What? Thank heaven. I thought that while I was sleeping, someone had turned you into that.
Oh, no.
Well, where are you going, Master? It is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, it's going to be dawn in a couple of minutes. I'm going down to the beach.
Dressed like that?
Oh, Roger and I are going hunting for sunken treasure.
Oh, that is a waste of time, Master. I can give you all the treasures you desire.
No, if you don't mind, I'd rather find it myself.
If I live to be another 2,000 years old, I will not understand you.
Well, it's not the treasure I'm interested in, Jeannie. It's the hunt, you see.
How do you know there is treasure there?
Well, I don't know exactly. It's just that a lot of pirate ships used to ply the waters off the coast here, and it's rumored that Captain Kidd had a ship to go down with a lot of sunken treasure on it.
Who is this Captain Kidd?
Oh, I was just reading about it. Here. I see. Captain Kidd. William Kidd started out as a respectable seaman. The British government sent him out to harass the French fleet in 1700. His men forced him to turn renegade, and he became a pirate. Well, he's kind of fellow. It took the whole British Navy to look for him.
I'm sure he was not as brave as you, Master.
No, gee. I'd hate to have tangled with him, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure you would have beaten him, Master.
No, I doubt it.
Oh, yes, you would have.
Is that all right with you, fella?
Yeah!
Hey, you!
Huh? Oh, me?
Yeah, you!
Kill him, Captain Kidd!
With pleasure! Prepare to die!
No, wait a minute! I certainly appreciate your offer, but I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to stay.
You ain't thinking of running out on us, are you?
No, but I do have a...
Because the only way anyone ever leaves this crew is feet first.
Feet first.
Any orders?
No, not at the moment, but if I have any, I'll certainly let you know.
Aye, aye, Captain! Back to work, you lovers!
You.
Me, sir?
Yes, I want to see you alone.
Oh, well, I have a lot of work to do, Captain Master.
No. I want to talk.
What do you want to do with the prisoner?
Yeah, a prisoner. What prisoner is that?
The girl we captured from the British frigate.
Oh, yes, yes. That prisoner.
Do you want to kill her? Or do you want me to?
Kill her?
I'll do it.
No. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Have fun.
Oh, that's my cabin.
Yes, well, you're certainly a messy housekeeper. Clean that place up.
No. She's in the captain's cabin.
Where else? I'll call you when I need you.
No, but...
Don't touch me.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about, ma'am. I'm Major Anthony Nelson, United States Air Force. I just want to cut your ropes.
Did you call me, Captain?
No, I did not. If I want you, I'll certainly let you know. Now, go upstairs and swab the decks.
All right.
How did you get on this ship, anyway?
As if you didn't know. What did you do with the others?
What others?
Don't pretend you and your bloodthirsty crew didn't board the Yarmouth and sink it. But you'll pay for it. Right now, there's a British frigate searching for you.
Oh, I didn't have anything to do with this, miss. Actually, I'm just passing by. I'm going to help you escape from here.
Do you really mean that?
Yes. I told you, if I need you...
Master, I think we'd better leave here quickly.
We can't leave now. They're going to kill this girl.
Well, if you stay, they're going to kill you. I heard them talking up on deck. The first mate wants to take over the ship.
Well, he can have it, but I'm not going to leave here without her.
Very well, Master. I will try to find out how they plan to kill you. Oh, you were right, Master. This is so exciting. Who was that?
Oh, that was an old friend of mine.
My husband will pay you well if you can save me. He'll give you anything.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Oh, forgive me. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Lady Diane Nelson.
Oh, I'm Major Anthony Nelson. Did you say Lady Diane Nelson?
Yes.
Are you married to Lord Charles Alfred Nelson?
You know my husband?
Know him? He's my great-great-great-great-grandfather. And that means that you're my great-great-great-great-grandmother.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have a son named William, and you're going to have a daughter named Priscilla. That is, if I can get you off this boat, and if I can't get you off this boat, I'm not going to be born. Oh, what are you doing here?
What's taking you so long?
We can't kill her.
What?
I mean, we can't kill her now. Look, I think we should torture her a little bit. She's probably got plenty of hidden treasure she could tell us about.
Good thinking.
Yeah, go boil some water.
Yeah, boil some water.
And heat up a branding iron.
All right, Skipper.
Oh, no, you promised. Oh, you promised.
I'm not going to let anybody hurt you. I was just using that to stall for some time.
How are you going to get me off the ship?
I've got a very influential friend. Now, you just stay right there. Don't go away. Be calm. Ben, give me that thing. You're going to cut your head off.
Are you ready to leave, Master?
I can't leave yet. You know who that girl is?
No.
That's my great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Really? Well, I never would have known it. She does not look a bit like you.
That's not the point, Jeannie. The point is, if I don't get her off this ship, there's not going to be any me.
Well, how are you going to rescue her, Master? You weren't as much danger as she is. You should hear their plans for you.
I'm going to sneak her off the ship and get her on that island. She told me there's a British frigate looking for the pirates. I'll find out some way of signaling them.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Hey, you! Back to work.
Yeah, get back to work.
Aye, aye, sir.
The iron will be off in a minute. When it's through, I just can't wait to see her walk the plank.
Yeah. Be a million laughs.
I don't trust that one. He has an honest face. Get the men and let's take him now.
Aye, aye, mate.
have a plan. I'm going to get you off this boat.
How?
Huh?
How?
Oh, I want you to put on these clothes. We're going to sneak you off this ship and over to the island. That British frigate you were talking about ought to be along any minute now. And we'll send up smoke signals.
Master! Huh? Master! Oh, hurry, they're coming after you.
Why?
To kill you.
Ginny, they can't do that. I'm the captain of this boat.
What do we do now?
We're going to change our plans.
There they are. Get them. All right, stand back. Stand back. I mean it. All right, you asked for it. Go up
there. There are no back steps.
They don't build ships the way they used to.
Grab him!
Take your hands off of me. I don't think you know who I am. I happen to be Major Anthony Nelson in the Air Force of the United States. And if you're wise, you'll let me walk out of here.
Oh, you want to take a walk, do you? All right. Tomorrow at sunrise, you walk the plank. Take him to the brig.
Now, wait. Get your hands off.
Which one of you wants to walk the plank first?
Wait! Let him walk the plank. But the girl, you sent the girl for us, huh?
No, no, no. They both got to walk the plank. We don't want any witnesses. Here, now let's move. Oh, yes. Wait a second.
Ladies first.
Oh, give my regards to Captain Kidd, will you now?
This is legal, you know. You can get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, really? Well, don't keep the sharks waiting now, will you?
Hey, there's a British man of war approaching.
Oh, it's heading this way.
What are we going to do? They will sink us.
No, they won't. Not as long as we held Lady Diag prisoner.
Back it
away! Back
it away! There's nothing to worry about. We'll just hide out here until the British arrive.
Master, may I help you?
No, certainly not.
Well, then I'm going to leave.
Why?
Because I do not want to stay and watch them bury you at sea.
Now, look what you've done. Now, you see what you've done? Now, you see what you did? Would you please relax? Now, believe me, I have everything completely under control. What is it? You two go on ahead. I'll try to hold them off. Thanks a lot.
You are the bravest master I've ever had.
My money.
Thank you. Oh, Jeannie, you get going. We have, they're coming.
Jeannie, what is this?
Jeannie, what is this?
get out of here?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to hold out much longer.
Lady Diana, would you excuse me, please?
What are you doing?
I have a plan, Jeannie. I'm going to make a white flag. If I can give myself up, maybe they'll let you and Lady Diana go.
I won't let them capture me again. What is your next plan, Master?
It's no use. They're closing in.
Jeannie, we've got to get her out of here somehow.
I know. If they kill her, there will not be a you.
Yeah.
And I would not like that very much.
Neither would I.
I know what I will do.
The Marines have landed.
Oh, they are not Marines, Master. They are British soldiers from the frigate.
That's just a figure of speech, Jeannie. I'll never say an unkind word about you again.
Hey!
Here we are! Ha!
Can't you do anything right?
I'm sorry, Master.
Now, we're really in a trap. If the pirates don't shoot us, the British will.
Hey!
Ready?
Hey, fellas! Hey!
Try once more, Master.
Where's the flag?
Give me the flag. Hold your paw! That did it!
We're saved!
Jeannie, I'm sorry.
I know. You will never say another unkind word about me again.
Well, I only said it in the heat of action. Hey! Hey there! Here you come! You know, British flag!
Hey! Hey! Hey, flag! See? Hey! Hey!
Lady Diane, are you all right?
Oh, now I am.
Get the rest of those pirates.
Hey! Oh, boy, you're a sight for sore eyes. You got here just in time.
Splendid. Hang him. Wait a minute, I'm one of the good guys.
Captain, this man saved my life.
Well, it was nothing. Anybody would have done it.
We have orders to hang all pirates on sight.
I happen to be Major Anthony Nelson, United States Air Force, on detached service to NASA.
Is there no way to save him?
None, ma'am. We're on the King's orders. Escort Lady Diane to the ship.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Goodbye. I guess you're not going to be my great, 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 great grandson.
I guess I'm not. Here.
Continue the execution.
Gina!
Wait a minute, you guys. I'm not exactly who I'm seeing. Please.
Jeannie!
Attention! Ready!
No! Would you please get me out of this?
I told you you would beat Captain Kidd, Master.
The next time I open my mouth, don't listen.
Oh, it was nothing, Master.
No. Yes, can I help you?
Got anything that needs killing, mate?
How did you get here?
In my car.
In your car?
I'm from the Quick Kill Exterminating Service. If you got him, we kill him.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
That's right, mate. And we guarantee all our work. Would you like a demonstration?
Oh, no. Thank you. I've had a very trying day. Perhaps some other time, yes?
Just as you say, mate. I'll be back. Cheerio.
Did you see him?
Yes, Master.
It was the pirate. It was him.
Oh, I think it was his great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Yes, of course it was. But you know what? He's still in the same business. Well, I was just practicing out my sword arms, a little sore. You know, I have to keep it in shape.
Oh, did you enjoy being a pirate, Master?
Well, I shouldn't admit it, but, yeah, I loved it.
Oh, I am glad. Are there any other pirates you would like to meet, Master?
No. You met one, you met them all.
Oh, I suppose so. I liked your great-great-great-great-grandmother, though.
Oh, yeah, she was wonderful, wasn't she? I have a little trouble thinking of her as a sweet little old lady. She had a lot of courage.
Oh, yes. And your great-great-great-great-grandfather was very brave also. And handsome.
I wonder what he looked like.
Would you really like to know?
Yes. No, I don't want to go back there. Really, I don't want to.
This will interest you, Master.
No, Jeannie, please. Yeah. Oh, say, the Book of English Nobility. How about that? Mm-hmm. There's Lady Diane.
Oh, she is lovely.
What did her husband look like? How about that? I wonder what would have happened if we hadn't been able to save her. I mean, if I'd had the same grandfather, but a different grandmother.
Would you really like to know, Master?
Yeah. Would I look very different?
A little.
Now, see here, Jeannie. I don't think this is funny at all. You're being absolutely ridiculous. Now, you stop this.